If you've noticed a lot of ticks this year, you're not alone. Early data is showing a slight increase in tick activity this season. It's Monday, June 9th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, the legislature's Budget Writing Committee unanimously voted to boost borrowing for state environmental loan programs. And Green Bay's century-old coal piles could soon be moved under the terms of a deal approved by the Brown County Board. Stay with us.
This is Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret.
What people see is the prices they're paying, right, or the level of credit card debt they have.
But there's also a practical need to move toward a carbon neutrality, especially in the Lake Superior and the North Country.
And if you come together and deal with the issues, you have a greater amount of collective strength.
Wisconsin Today, weekday mornings at 9 on WPR News.
Data collected by state health officials show a slight increase in tick activity this spring compared to recent years. Anna Marie Yanni has the details.
The Wisconsin Department of Health Services monitors the tick population and tick-related emergency room visits each year. Both are slightly up. Rebecca Osborne is a vector-borne disease epidemiologist with the department.
Unfortunately, our state is just one where the tick population is booming. And every year is a bad year.
She says ticks can be found in any region of the state, and Wisconsinites should perform tick checks after recreating outdoors to prevent disease transmission. She says juvenile, smaller ticks also come out this time of year.
You're looking for a tiny, tiny tick that could be attached the size of, you know, a freckle or smaller.
Osborne says the number of Lyme disease cases in Wisconsin has been increasing over the years in line with national trends. Anna Marie Yanni, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The legislature's Budget Writing Committee unanimously voted to boost borrowing for state environmental loan programs last week by more than $732 million. As Danielle Kading reports, the state has seen surging demand for financial assistance to fund water upgrades.
The state expects to see $1.6 billion in demand for loans from communities under the next 2 years' state budget as they address aging plants, lead water lines, and PFAS. Republican State Senator Howard Markline co-chairs the Joint Committee on Finance. He says the programs are a big deal for communities who need financial help.
We've had significant investments in a couple of my communities for wastewater treatment plants upgrades in their water systems. But also there is some unmet demand here.
Wisconsin was unable to fund 24 clean water projects that cost almost $74 million this year. Demand for loans was 2 to 4 times higher than the 10-year average in the last fiscal year. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Charities in Wisconsin are still facing uncertainty even after a recent court ruling ordered the restoration of federal AmeriCorps programs. Each year, Wisconsin gets about $14 million in federal funds through AmeriCorps. That's a nationwide service organization. But earlier this year, President Donald Trump's administration cut off that funding nationwide, and that prompted lawsuits from states, including Wisconsin. Jolie Gunther leads the Wisconsin Association of Homeless and Runaway Services. She says so far, the organization has not laid off any of its AmeriCorps members, but the financial situation is uncertain going forward.
This is more than just the federal dollars. This is also about treating our AmeriCorps members who have committed to providing a year of service well.
Earlier this month, a federal judge ordered AmeriCorps funding to be restored in states that sued, but that case remains open. Republican lawmakers are floating a bill to keep the state's land purchase program going for 4 more years. Republicans State Representative Tony Kurtz and Senator Patrick Teston are bringing a bill that would reauthorize the stewardship program at roughly $28 million each year. That's $5 million less than current funding. The bill also creates a new program for major land purchases that would require legislation for projects to receive money. The bill comes as Republican leaders have said the program is in jeopardy after losing a legal battle with Governor Tony Evers over blocked funds for conservation projects. Charles Carlin with Gathering Waters says he thinks compromise is possible.
There's a strong base of support among legislators for the program. And then, of course, just an overwhelming base of support for the program among the public.
One poll found more than 90% of voters support public funding for conservation. Kurt says lawmakers need to work together to keep the program alive. Vernon County is working to remove a network of dams that are considered at high risk of failing. The county is nearly finished with decommissioning the Milsna Dam after starting the project last fall. It's one of five dams in the region that failed during a catastrophic flood in 2018. A federal evaluation recommended removing nearly two dozen similar structures last year, but the project is waiting for federal funding to move forward. While Vernon County approved the federal project last year, county conservationist David Hettenbach says he's looking at other options for funding.
We're going to continue to try to carry out, you know, what the county board voted on and the planned decommissioning of some of these dams.
A state grant for $370,000 funded the current project, but it could take the county over a decade to remove all of the at-risk dams using state funds alone. And finally, the Brown County Board has approved a deal that will pave the way toward moving Green Bay's century-old downtown coal piles. As Joe Schultz reports, the vote was unanimous last week.
The agreement sets the general framework for the terms of a lease with the C. Rice Company. C. Rice has owned the coal piles at its bulk commodities storage facility for more than 100 years. The riverfront site is viewed by the city as prime for redevelopment. Under the terms of the deal, the company would lease 16 acres from the county. That would allow C. Rice to move its coal piles to a separate site. Moving them has been a decades-long goal for the community. But C. Rice CEO Keith Hasselhoff says there's still a few more steps before the finish line.
This agreement is contingent upon finalizing a lease with Brown County. That's part of one of our immediate next steps to get done.
The deal requires a lease be signed by September 15th, or the parties could be required to go to arbitration. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And of course, let's get a quick check of your forecast before letting you go for the day. Showers and possibly some storms expected across the state today, with high temperatures only getting into the 60s, so a bit cooler than the past few days. Overnight, those showers taper off and things are expected to calm down, with lows down into the 40s and 50s. And that'll do it for this Monday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and Bridget Bowden and John Davis were the people putting the show together behind the scenes today. Of course, leave us that rating and review. It really does help other people find the show. So if you like listening to us, we appreciate the feedback. We like hearing from you, too. You can do that on your favorite podcast app or send us an email at newscasts@wpr.org. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.